Live stream ESPN 1000 or take a listen to our other shows on demand. It's the ESPN Chicago app.
This is Peggy and Dion.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Real quick, thanks to Kelly Kroll for joining us. Thanks to Merck, Meller, JR, as always. Thanks for listening, calling, and participating in the show. We're back tomorrow. No Greeny today. Peggy's here. Dion's here.
Hello.
Normally you catch him on Saturdays. Hello, ladies.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hey
hello.
Now.
Hello.
What's
hello.
Up?
Oh, sorry.
No, you're all right. That's my fault. I'd like to see this be a permanent fixture, ladies.
Well, why don't you tune in on Saturdays?
Well, yes. Nah, girl. I'm ladies.
Now, girl. Did you just say now, girls?
I said now, girls.
Did you just say now, girls?
Now, girls. I'm talking about Monday through Friday.
Noon to two.
I'm not just Saturday.
I have a small other job that might get in the way.
I know.
Of that. That's
you'll
all.
Figure it out.
And we've got to make choices, Dion, sometimes.
You'll figure it out.
I would need an Aaron Rodgers contract.
Oh, yeah?
To give up my life that I have.
You know what? I would share an Aaron Rodgers contract with you.
Yeah. Hey, that's welcome to the club, by the way.
Would you share some with us? Wait, which club?
What club?
All the women who have been screwed by Aaron Rodgers.
He's
screwing our day.
You believe it? Hijacking your day?
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, this red.
He did that intentionally.
Is this news? I could go on and on about how I knew he wasn't going anywhere. Come on.
I think we all knew it, unfortunately.
I'm exhausted by the whole situation.
The last 2 years have been exhausting.
Yes.
You know, last offseason when people said, oh, he's got newfound leverage, he didn't have a thing.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
NFL contracts are rock solid. And they're against the player all the time. No. Players don't have rights when you sign an NFL contract. You agree to what you agree to.
You got to give him credit, though. I mean, I can't stand him, but he went out and put up back-to-back MVP seasons. He's like, now you got to pay me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
basically, you're right.
You know, talk about a complete wasted draft pick in Jordan Love. They'll never be able to flip Jordan Love for what the Patriots flipped Garoppolo for.
Second rounder.
I mean, Garoppolo played games. I mean, like they'll never be able to do that. It's a complete waste of a first-round pick. And I don't really care about that. So what? It is what it is. But, like, Rodgers basically went, all right, fine. I'll go be the MVP in back-to-back years. And now you've got no choice. 4 more years and $200 million. It's like,
which is 6 years in total, up to age 44.
Yeah, right.
I love how they say that that he was... The retirement was a real thing.
Sure.
Oh, give me a freaking break.
Like, honestly, there's no way.
Oh, I'm going to retire. Wait a second. They're going to give you $400 million. Yeah. You know, no way.
No way.
I mean,
no way.
He just thinks everybody's stupid.
Right.
I don't buy it for a second. You're right. I don't.
I mean, seriously.
Oh, I think he likes the he likes the drama.
But
he's
loves
a diva.
The right. drama. Yeah.
It's
he
truly
loves the drama.
His only leverage, though. His only leverage was not to play.
Right.
Because he couldn't mandate that they trade him anywhere. That wasn't working.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, Denver. No, they don't care.
But
they don't care.
And if you
they're not going to trade you. You could retire or you could play for us and we'll make it worth your while.
Like, if you want to play, that's not much leverage, you know?
Yeah. It's not. It's just, if you want to.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
if you want to keep playing, guess what?
This is where he is going to be. Like, I just knew that was going to happen. I don't think he would fit anywhere else. Nowhere else would tolerate that, I don't feel like.
Continue to own the Bears, too.
I was just going to say, very rich man, and he still owns the Bears.
Yeah.
This is just going to be, that's the story every single time they meet.
Both of your professional lives basically have been controlled by the Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre and and Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Professional life. Going back to
and it's misery.
I was in high school, for crying out loud, when Brett Favre came to Green Bay. Like, it's been my whole adult life.
Careful, Dion might ask you, like, how old are you?
Oh, well, Peggy, you mentioned playing Kick the Can.
Yeah. Well, I played that.
I did. Of course.
For real?
Yes.
In the neighborhood.
Yes.
I never played Kick the Can.
Price Street. It was a ball. We had a great time.
We were meeting with our favorite salespeople here at ESPN Chicago, and I mentioned that we would play Kick the Can. Well, I mentioned something else.
You want to tell the story?
No, I don't actually. I forgot that it was associated with a different story. But ended it by saying, you know, I don't know, and then go out and play Kick the Can. Yeah. And Dion turns in front of the room of all our these new salespeople
that
I'm meeting for the first time, and she says,
"What's Kick the Can?
How old are you?
Kick the Can." Yeah. Like, that just sounds like what,
yeah,
something you would play in olden times.
Well, yeah, we are from olden times.
When you yes, could, we believe are it or not, same we are.
Wait, wait a second. If you're from age. Olden times, I'm from medieval times.
We're the same age.
No, I'm older than you.
No way. Nope.
December 76.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm old, a little.
Right?
Oh,
yeah.
Not even old a year, and, though. Right, not even right. a year.
Dude, come on. You never played Kick the Can?
No, sure. I never did. So
this guy's old, too.
Well, yeah. What was the term at the end of Kick the Can to get everybody to come back out from hiding?
Ollie, Ocean, free, come out, something come like out, that, wherever yeah, you are,
yeah,
something like that.
Ollie,
right?
Ollie, Ocean, free, come yeah, out, yeah.
Something
and then
like
the
that.
Game was over because yeah, you couldn't face. Get anybody. Yeah. But that was the term. That was the term that ended the game.
Because you'd be hiding in neighbors' right. bushes. And
who's
and,
doing the kicking? What's happening?
Well, so you're guarding a can. Okay. And so you say, I see this guy over here. Then you get him back. He comes over. Everybody hides at a point. And then the way they free the people that get caught is they come and kick the can. While you're looking for people, somebody comes and kicks the can and frees everybody up and they get to run.
So you can't go too far away from the can.
Because you don't want
them to
kick it. You
don't want someone to come from one of the other corners
right.
and yeah. come and kick the can.
Right.
Oh, that this does was, sound very thrilling.
How was it fun? Yeah, you couldn't gamble. You couldn't gamble. And it wasn't that bad, you know? It's like, I see Chuck behind the Crown Vic. Yeah. Yeah. You know, then he's got to give himself. Up, you know, that's the way it works. I see, you know, Lana in the bushes.
Yeah.
Lana's got to come out of the bushes. They're both caught, and now they're saying, "Oh, you should check over there. You should check over there," so somebody could sneak up from all four directions yeah. to make things happen. For
just
them.
Wait. Kick was, the can is going to be yeah. in Squid Games too.
Yeah, probably
should.
Kick
probably.
The can, Ghosts in the Graveyard, yeah. and Sharks and Minnows.
Those
like
the
only three games.
Oh,
you ever
I don't know Sharks
games.
And Minnows.
Yeah, you were in the pool. You yeah, did Sharks pool, and Minnows yeah. in the pool.
We
yeah.
did what is that? Marco Polo.
Nah, we never played Marco Sharks Polo. And Minnows.
Yeah. And nobody was honest with Marco Polo. You
no,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to throw their voice. Oh, I'm over here. Marco Polo.
Yeah.
No?
That is so oh, true. Yeah. It is true.
Now
wow.
kids get to play Fortnite.
But, yeah.
I know. Fortnite.
Now, they actually still play Sharks and Minnows.
My kids played Spyro.
Spyro.
A little Spyro in Crash Bandicoot.
I don't even know that.
It's on the games. It's on the games.
Do you know I have yeah. never played ever? One video game.
Really?
Not ever? Ever.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Winners
yeah.
are long
no.
up there.
And
winners are long. I played Crash Bandicoot with the kids.
That's surprising.
And I that remember is surprising. The first time I watched someone play a video game, I yeah. was doing a story on Rashid Davis when he played for the Bears.
Yeah.
And he was with, oh my gosh, who was the other defensive back?
It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, Lord.
I,
anyways.
I have no idea.
And they were sitting in the living room, and I... They're playing video games, and I'm standing there, no, in their apartment, their house, whatever. And all I could think about was, hello,
yeah.
hello, there's other people here in the room to talk yeah. to. And they just kept playing. And I thought, oh, this isn't this, like the yeah. worst thing that could happen to society.
Oh, and it's continued to be the worst.
Right?
It is. It's awful.
Pretty
it's
bad.
Awful. And now kids, it's like breathing for kids, right? Like
oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's just, please. They play so fast, I can't follow what's happening. Like, it's...
No
but
idea.
I played, you know, Super Mario Brothers, Nintendo.
Yeah,
I mean,
we
that was
that.
Like
we did.
Right in my zone.
Yes.
Oh, I
loved
played
that game.
I played, what's that?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Yeah. Asteroids,
Can you see
Pac-Man.
That Peggy's
Clyde.
Doing the
yeah,
emotions.
Clyde, Blinky, Pinky. I mean, do you remember
Pac-Man.
All of
Pac-Man.
Back when we had on TV.
Yeah.
On TV.
See? There's no way Dion
no,
knows
I don't
what
know
that
what
is
I remember either. On
no.
TV.
On TV. That's
late
right.
Late night. I remember late night on
oh,
TV.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I tell you.
Had your head looking sideways to try to see between the squiggles for you?
I tell my brother, Merkel.
Oh,
hold the antenna. Merkel, hold it right there. It's perfect. Don't move.
After those White Sox games are over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. The absolute best.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So
what
funny.
Do you guys have up on the show today? What's
we
coming
have no
up?
Idea.
No idea?
It's wonderful.
But you don't say it. Well,
that's how I approach every
we
day.
We have a loose plan, but it is International Women's Day, which
yes.
is why we're both honored
True.
To be here today to help celebrate yes. that, which I did not know that this has been a day. Since, like, the early 1900s.
Has it really?
It seriously has.
I don't
like
know that
1911
either.
Or something.
So well,
it's never
so what
really
the
been
hell has taken us so long to actually
yeah.
celebrate it?
It only yeah. took 111 years.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Well,
I know.
Mean,
we
come,
are making progress.
How come we're not getting a day off is what I want to know.
We want the day off.
Well, we all should get the day off. It should be a national
should
holiday.
Be a national holiday.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. We are going to talk to Sarah Spain.
Nice.
The Spaniard.
At 12:30. Yes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
about where things are at and
yeah.
what she's up to and all the things. And then we don't know.
I have no idea. Do you want to talk about why I sweated so much on the way here today?
Well, I know.
I'd like to hear that, actually.
I'm perspiring? Perspiring, huh?
I don't sweat. So I don't wear deodorant.
Perspiration.
And
I wish I had that problem.
And I know. I walked from the train station, and I was wet.
Yeah.
I mean, under the arms, wet.
Right, you were working. Well, I mean, that's what I thought.
Wow. It's International Women's Day.
Somebody has crossed the line.
And like, I just want you to know that we don't have to wait for you guys to say it. Like, we can actually take the lead and say it, okay?
This is unhinged. We've gone unhinged right here in front of Carmen.
It's only taken 10 minutes.
Yeah, look at me. I haven't seen the shade of red on Carmen.
Hey, so if sales is listening, I could use a deodorant sponsor.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why I love Peggy.
Okay, yeah. Who knows?
Listen, guys, I have seven brothers. It happens, okay?
Well, we were at the Hancock with you but way back when, right? When this thing all started.
Yes.
Yeah, or at least when I got here. Yeah. Carmen got here about 8 months before I did.
Well, more than that.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
I was here in 2001.
You were doing updates. You used to do updates with me.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was Peggy's update. Like, when she was doing show on the weekends back in the day, I was the update guy.
He was my update boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I was Peggy's update boy.
Yeah. Yes. She used to make Carmen dance the drinks in.
Some people had pool boys. Yes. I had an Carmen
boy. And the update boy.
I was her Robin Fibber.
Absolutely.
The Banya boy. Yep. It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Saturday morning afternoon.
What was the name of the show?
It was...
What was that?
Gosh, wait, hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why can't I remember?
What happens after you score a touchdown?
Celebrate.
You kick the...
The point after.
Now I do remember that.
Point after. Great.
This is like memorable. 17 years
ago.
Memorable,
Peggy. Of that. Where's the audio?
Who knows?
Where's the audio? I want to hear it. The point after.
I had a lot of the carts last year that were upstairs. All of them from the MJH shows early on. They were all upstairs. Saved them from going into the garbage.
Really?
Yeah. So
they're
somewhere here in the building.
All right.
That we need to digitize.
Yes,
those.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
To save them. I mean, whatever you got, you should save over the course of time. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I saved them from the garbage, though. That's where they were heading.
Sarah's coming up in like 15 with you guys. Have a great show. Have fun.
Yeah, if you have any ideas for us to talk about.
You'll be fine. Don't worry about
call
it.
Call in. Figure something.
Talk about the walk from the train again.
The phone lines are open if you need to help us.
You guys are invited tonight to 3-Star out in beautiful Chicago Heights.
He's doing bowling.
I'm calling bingo tonight.
You are calling bingo?
I'm calling bingo tonight.
Well, that's tremendous.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Awesome.
3-Star in Chicago Heights.
Are you going to do multiple sheets at one time?
I'm calling.
He's calling it.
I'm calling the game.
He's not playing. He's calling
the
game.
They've got their little... The daughters.
They'll
have like 5 sheets going at a time.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time tonight. So you guys are welcome. Right? I'll tell you where it's at. Jerry Colangelo grew up right next to the bar.
Oh, everybody knows. Yeah.
On the hill.
Everybody knows.
Wow.
Chicago Heights. Yeah, so come on down.
So just don't give an address. The place right next to where Jerry is.
Yeah, just ask where Colangelo lives.
Yeah.
They'll point you in the right
in that
direction.
Neighborhood, they'll know that.
Chicago Heights, exactly.
Probably.
Yeah, right down the street.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right,
have a good show.
Thanks, guys.
We've got these things.
You guys are awesome.
Yes, that's true.
You know what these things do? They'll take you right there. It'll tell you. And a little voice, annoying voice, will come up on here and tell you exactly where to go.
Yes.
They're called a cell phone.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a wife.
Ex-wife. And I've got a joke for that, but I can't say it here.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, it goes back to a gaming console.
Peggy and Dion are next. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Have a good day.
Hey, ladies! Get funky. Hey, 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 ladies!
Well, if this isn't a song right up your alley, Peggy Kaczynski, I'm not sure what is.
I have no idea
who
this is.
Over there. No, I don't know either. Yeah. But happy International Women's Day, Peg.
I know. How fun is this that we are here during the week?
I know. I was just thinking, what day is it? What day is it? It's Tuesday.
I never thought I would see Carmen and Yurko blush when they left the studio.
They were laughing so hard at you.
They were blushing. It was so cute.
Aren't they adorable?
He's like, hey, don't say that kind of stuff. I'm like, it's International Women's Day. Women
can
say stuff too.
Whatever we want.
Yeah.
Right?
We're actually going to have fun today. We're going to talk about... Oh, such shocking news.
Not sure if you've heard the breaking news, everyone.
Wow. Do we have a breaking news, like anything, a sounder or anything like that?
We do have a breaking news sounder if you want to hear it.
Yes, please. I mean, this is breaking. Who saw this coming?
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Okay, you're not ready. Aaron Rodgers will return to play for the Packers.
No.
I mean, and Peggy, he announced it on the Pat McAfee show.
What?
I know. What a stunning turn of events. Yawn. I am so over this.
I know. It's so annoying.
It's just so annoying
because you saw it coming.
Yes.
You know, when he acts as if, you know, well, I love how, and listen, I get it, all of the other reporters, you can only go with what people are telling you.
Yes.
That the retirement was real. Well, sure, when you say, I either want $300 million or I can just stay home.
Yes.
That is not a shock.
No.
That is not serious. That is pony up the money. And so now, is he going to keep complaining? Now, what's he going to complain? Aaron, they don't have any money left to get you any weapons when your guys grow old.
Right. And they're going to.
Yes.
They're going to.
Yes.
He's just so, you knew he wasn't going anywhere else, Peg. Like, you knew that this is where he was going to stay. He is getting carte blanche to do whatever he wants. I mean, he can say all he wants about Tom Brady going somewhere else and winning and how appealing that might be to do that for another franchise. This is where Aaron Rodgers is always going to be, was always going to be. This is it.
If I told you that Aaron Rodgers was going to be the first NFL player to hit the $400 million mark in career earnings, would that shock you?
No.
I'm a little shocked because I feel like there's so many other players that, well, he is, you're right. He's MVP. He's multiple MVP. What is he, four-time MVP. So I get
more
it.
More than TB12.
I guess we just want someone who's a little bit more likable to be the one that makes that.
I know. And someone asked me that. Like, what is it about Aaron Rodgers that always drives us crazy, right? Like, that gets us all fired up. And why do we, as Bears followers and supporters, why does it? And honestly, my first response was jealousy. Like, we don't have a quarterback like that.
But it's
but
also,
at the same time, he's
a whiner.
Everything he says, right from that whatever cleanse he did, everything is, well, and as it all boils down to, I'm just better than you, is how it comes across every time.
Right. And that's why. And he whines. And it is. He's arrogant. You know.
But he backs it up on the field.
Okay, wait. I'm going to tell you something that you might like about Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He officiated his teammate's wedding last week.
Uh-huh. I know.
So that's really nice.
Wow, you said that. You really tried right there. I mean, it is kind. I mean, he obviously has friends and people who he isn't that way with, right?
Right.
He's just in a flow state. Isn't that what he said? Just going to keep the flow state going. Well, it's flowing.
I know.
Good and heavens.
I want to like, you know, it's the great Dennis Rodman that when they play for the other team, you hate them.
Right.
When they're on your team, you love them. So I don't know.
Would diehard Bears fans be like, yep, Aaron Rodgers, come here. I don't care.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
See, that's what.
Yes. To win?
Yeah, to
absolutely.
Win.
Absolutely. I don't know. Would you guys want Aaron Rodgers in Chicago?
On your
would
team.
You accept him like you did Dennis Rodman with the Bulls?
We recognize that we're dealing in extreme hypotheticals in the
because he can't go anywhere
today. But as Bears fans and followers, no one has irritated and gotten under your skin more than Aaron Rodgers, than a guy coming into your stadium and saying, I own you.
Right.
So would you be willing to say, you know what? We don't care. We'll pay you $401 million. Come to our team.
Right.
Would you be okay with that?
I think, well, it doesn't matter how I feel, but I think as Bears fans, yes, absolutely. To win, absolutely. People don't, it's why NFL teams constantly.
So then isn't the fact that he annoys Bears fans that we're jealous that we don't have a quarterback like that?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. But it's also, he's just got a lot of little things that are really annoying. You know, listen, Bears fans were really annoyed by Jay Cutler, too.
Yes,
so,
but I love Jay Cutler.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is like times 100 in the annoyance department. you know, with that I'm better than you, that air of, you know.
But the tolerance for the annoyance gets greater with victory. Right? That's
right.
It. That's the bottom line.
No one cares if they're
winning. No one cares if you're winning. Well, if you're winning the division every year, you're in the playoffs every year, you're among the elite when it comes to competition, and you're competing every week, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. It's when you're only winning six games and you don't show any sign of progress offensively or being able to keep up even with your division. I mean, Peg, there's so many times watching the Bears, even last season, that you'd watch, oh, preseason games, right? You're watching the Bears preseason games. You're like, all right, maybe this won't be so bad. And then you change the channel and watch a couple plays from a different team, and you're like, wow, I don't know what the Bears are playing, but it's not football.
Right.
I mean, it just felt like they were so far behind.
Kind of like the Bulls last night.
Oh, Peg.
Just did not look the same. Okay, so no. Here, let me ask you the let me ask you the three Aaron Rodgers annoyances. What annoys you more about him? His arrogance, his diet, his I own you in the end zone. Oh, I guess I'm going to do four.
That's arrogance too, though. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Or his man bun.
I can live with the man bun. And I think
they all add up.
They all add up.
To
yes.
Douchebag.
I mean, yeah, I don't know how else to say it.
No.
But I'm... His diet doesn't bother me because I feel like he's in competition with TB12 and he wants to have this like reason to stand out.
Yeah.
He hasn't, I don't think, come out with any products yet. Like you can buy TB12 supplements.
Right.
So I don't think A-Rod has done that yet. But I think the arrogance is what gets me more than anything. But here's the thing. He got paid. So
yeah.
He can be that way.
I know. And he wins. Except in the playoffs. Let's go to the phone lines where Steve is in Winthrop Harbor. Steve, what's your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers? Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hi there. Steve. You're on with Peggy and Dion. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers in four more years in Green Bay?
I thought that was inevitable. He would probably love to finish his career there. No doubt about that. But I would like to comment about how refreshing you girls are to listen to.
Oh.
Peggy, I've been listening to you since the Danny Bonaducci days when that guy abused you terribly.
Oh, Lord almighty. I have some stories that cannot be told on the air. Yes.
I remember the days of the braces and everything. It was just, it's ingrained.
Oh.
And you're still just as great to listen to today as you were back then.
Oh, aww. Steve, thank you. Right now, Deanna is like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I got to say, since Deanna has started at ABC, I've enjoyed it so much listening to her and watching her through the Bears games.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I'm a Packer fan.
Oh.
You guys are both great.
Oh, thank you. Steve, do you like Aaron Rodgers?
I have come to dislike him over the last year because of the prima donna.
Yeah.
It's not him. It's not the him that I thought I knew, you know, when they first drafted him. Look at the pictures of that young boy.
Right.
And now he's turned into, you know, something that I don't even recognize. But unfortunately, you Bear fans are going to have to look at him for four more years.
I know.
Unless you can break his leg.
Well, Shay McClellan and Corey Wooten, we need, you know. Yeah.
Shay McClellan tried that.
So many stories.
Thank you, Steve, for
my
call.
My dad's wife, she is a Packers fan, and she doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. One of my doctors is a Packers fan, and every time I see him, I say to him, oh, how's your quarterback doing? And he just looks and goes, I hate that guy.
Yeah,
it's
but
so funny.
He wins. Like,
I guess you can hate them when you're winning. It's just, you know, it's highly annoying. It's just highly annoying.
Yay,
Bears fans. Now we have four more years.
Good times.
At least it's a challenge, right?
I mean, maybe they can develop Justin Fields into someone who is driven by the desire to prove that he can beat the best and will. I know it's not necessarily the two of them against each other, but you know what I'm saying? Like that we make the Bears respectable in the division, please.
Yeah.
Make it a contest.
Well, and that is like, listen, here's the other reality of it. You want to beat the best.
Yes.
You know, if he was gone.
I mean, as cliche as that sounds, you want to beat him.
Yeah, if he was gone, it would be like, well, you couldn't beat them when Aaron Rodgers was here. So, yeah, if you that now you know what the standard is.
Yes.
And now you have to beat them. That's just it's good. That's actually good. It's actually good. So.
It's better for the Bears that he stick around, I guess.
I know. And hey, stick around because we have an old friend that is going to be joining the show.
This will be super fun.
ESPN's Sarah Spain is going to join us as we talk a little bit. Not a lot, guys. You know, you don't have to be like, roll the eyes or anything. We're going to talk a little women because it's International Women's Day. Dion is a sportscaster. I was a sportscaster at Channel 5. And there's a lot with Sarah to talk about. So much has changed in the coverage of women's sports and women being in sports now as well. So stick around because you never know what Sarah is going to say. You never know what I'm going to say. And Dion will cover for both of us here
on
ESPN Chicago.
Charlie's Angels. Oh, pump it up. Peg, I can't stop sweating.
Why
am I sweating?
I know.
Like, I'm...
You're nervous because you're on during the week from 12 to 2.
I know. I guess that's why. No, I think it's just I've got a lot of energy. Got a lot going on today.
Yeah.
It's... I don't know. I can't stop sweating.
Well, Danny Zetterman would tell you it's what you're eating.
I know. It probably is.
I know. Me too, actually, but... That's okay.
Yeah, that's a topic.
Look at us. In the first Midwest Bank studio on State Street at ESPN Chicago. Peggy and Dion, who would have thought, right?
Who would have thought?
Oh, it's International Women's Day.
Yes,
that's why.
That's the reason. And as I was saying earlier, like, this is a day I didn't really know about, but it's been around for 100 years. So it needs more of a celebration.
That's called progress. That is called progress.
That we finally are on a weekday, and
it only took 100 years for everyone to really recognize International Women's Day.
No, but we are thrilled to be here today and to be kind of celebrating that with our city. And our city has a lot of incredible, strong women.
Yeah, I was looking through the list of women that work in town. The Blackhawks, Jamie Faulkner, business operations. Kendall Coyne Schofield also.
Oh, yeah.
Blackhawks minor league development or player development. Cubs assistant director of baseball operations, Megan Jones. Cubs coordinator, minor league operations, Allison Dara. Cubs first female on-field coach is Rachel Folden. White Sox, Jasmine Dunston, now with the minor leagues running that.
That's it. I was just trying to remember her name.
And
yes,
they had Grace Guerrero Zwitt was actually in 1982 the first woman that the White Sox had hired in baseball operations. The Sky minority owner, Margaret Stender.
Yep.
The Red Stars CEO, Vicki Lynch, or CBO. She's the CBO, Vicki Lynch, and their associate GM is also a woman. I mean, there's like the Bears CFO, Karen Murphy.
Yeah.
Ashton Washington. Who the first female scout for the Bears.
Yeah.
I mean, so the number, I just keep looking. Oh, and the Chicago Fire president is also a woman, Ishwara Glassman Schrein. And so it's like, you look around the city, you realize this is progress.
I was going to say. Now that is actual progress, tangible progress. I feel like our next guest is a part owner of the Red Stars.
Yes, isn't she?
Isn't she?
I think she's a minority owner, Sarah Spain.
The lovely Sarah Spain, joining us.
Hi, guys.
ESPN 1000.
How are you, ladies?
We're good. How are you?
Good. I am, in fact, a minority owner of the Red Stars, and so is Kendall Coyne Schofield, who you mentioned from the Blackhawks. So,
that is amazing.
I would have to sit down and count, but I want to say 10 or 11, maybe 12 women on our ownership group.
Boy, is that incredible. Fantastic. Dion and I were just talking about this. And by the way, guys, this is Sarah Spain. Sorry, we really didn't introduce you.
We just dove in. Sarah, we know you.
We've just figured everyone knows you. Sarah Spain from ESPN. Well, that's what this show is. It's basically a train wreck, you know, sometimes with wine, sometimes with coffee. So that's just how it is.
Good. Perfect.
So Dion and I were just talking, Sarah, about how much things have changed for women in sports and women covering sports. And I was telling her about the conversation that you and I had on the Pass the Mic podcast that I did with you. And when I think one of the biggest changes for women is the acceptance of women in all shapes, sizes, weights, figures, you know, everything, ages. Now they're so much more acceptable. It's more about What are you delivering? What's the product you're giving? And tell us about how you see how much it's changed since when you came on the scene.
I completely agree with that, but I will say that unfortunately the holdovers in the business that haven't quite caught up are still creating difficulties for women coming up. I just was talking to a young lady that I mentor. She had a meeting with an agent that someone set up for her, and the first thing he said was, here's the photos on your website that you don't look cute in, and here's the bits of your reel I would take out. You're not as attractive in these. Even though the work she was doing was better and it was more high profile, he didn't like her outfit, or he said her nose was too big. Have you ever thought about fixing it? Like,
oh,
and
my
it's
gosh.
Just, you hear, I know. And whoa. I said, gosh, I'm so sorry that you're dealing with that, and it was local agent. And I said, that's not to say that there aren't national people who still feel that way. But I have found that, the higher you get, the more women I see, which is sort of weird, you think. Mm-hmm. I do think it's much better. I do think there's so much better representation. And I think also we've disabused ourselves of that long-held notion that there's room for one and that we have to fight each other for it. Mm-hmm. That was always an idea that was actually propagated by the people who had the power and wanted to minimize ours, was to get us to battle each other instead of acknowledging, wait a minute, why would there only be one spot for us, right? And so we're lifting each other up. None of us are moving up in the industry without working our hardest to bring along other people with us. And once there is that representation, then you're reaching out a hand to women that maybe guys in hiring positions wouldn't welcome. And that's made a huge difference. I mean, Peggy, you and I have talked about this for years, but I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live. I wanted to make people laugh. It was very uncomfortable for me to get into sports and think, wait, to work in sports, I have to have a bunch of cleavage and try to look sexy? That doesn't make any sense, right? I've been an athlete my whole life. Yeah. And I think we're slowly moving away from that idea of just, try to look pretty.
That's so eye-opening what you just said, because it was so true. When I broke into the industry, it was all about competition. You were always trying to beat the girl next to you instead of realizing, and now realizing, I feel like there are opportunities for all of us, and it's not like that anymore. And do you see that there are, though, more opportunities for women to just pursue what they want to in the sports broadcasting world?
100%. When people ask me if things have gotten better, I think I had to learn for myself that my own agency and my own abilities within the industry are not reflective of everything changing. If you're at the starting point, you're still unfortunately going to deal with some harassment and some mistreatment and a lack of respect. So I say the ceiling is higher than ever, but the ground floor is the same, unfortunately. You still have to get through that stuff. But once you do, women are owners, GMs, play-by-play, opinionists, beat reporters, sideline reporters, hosts. And I think even just, I've been at ESPN, 11 years now, which is insane to me, because how am I only 25, right, ladies?
But incredible.
I've been here for so long that when I started, there were so few women that we so-call opinionists, right, that go to different shows and can talk about and analyze anything. It was very difficult to find those. Usually they were facilitating conversations between men. And just over the course of my time at ESPN, you look across the landscape and almost every show has regular women analysts that are just a part of it, and they're in every position across the company now. It used to be so much rarer to see that, and that also opens doors for women who just never felt like it was a fit to be in sidelines or to be a host of some kind.
I think someone like I remember when I was in college in the early 80s, and not long ago you still had to wear a blazer all the time, and the reason with the blazers was
no bare shoulders,
and you had to blend in with the men. You had to blend in with the men, and it was like you had to look like the men, you had to act like the men. And then when I was working at ESPN in Bristol, Connecticut, Robin Roberts was hired, and she walked in and she would do highlights and say, "Get on with your bad self." And I thought, "Oh my gosh." She is showing personality.
Yeah.
And I really credit when ESPN hired Robin Roberts on SportsCenter, she changed how people started looking at women talking about sports. And she was able to have a personality, whereas before it was always, the Phyllis George, look good, say everything you're supposed to say, don't make a mistake. But Robin really kind of broke that ceiling for everyone who just wanted to show personality. somebody. I mean, let's be honest here. Guys, husbands, brothers, you know, your daughters and sons, everyone has personality at home. This whole right. image was like, it wasn't correct. It was a facade. So I really give Robin Roberts a ton of credit for doing that for all of us.
I agree, and I also find that as a woman, like, the more of us there are, the less it feels like you're representing every woman that exists, and when you make a mistake, people are in your mentions. This is why women shouldn't. I never get that anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's that right. there's too many of us. Mm-hmm. But I found that one of my mentors at the company, Dan Levitard, so smart, so accomplished, award-winning, and he would just admit if he didn't know something. He would look around the room, be talking, and be like, wait a minute, hold on, can anyone in here name the current coach of the Nuggets, right? And he would acknowledge these gaps of knowledge. And he would do that to sort of lift the veil of us needing to know every single fact about every single person all the time, which just isn't possible. Right. And as a woman, I never felt comfortable doing that. If I made a Same. Mistake, I would clench up and I would get defensive. And I'd be so worried because I'd be like, oh my gosh, now this is all anyone's going to remember about me is the one mistake I made, when there are plenty of guys that mispronounce names and forget the thing and people shrug it off. And I feel like that pressure isn't there anymore. Now, part of that is being in the industry for a while, but I also think more women, more opportunities, and more freedom to be yourself means that you can casually and naturally react when you have a slip up instead of feeling like, oh my God, everything is such a huge deal.
I used to lose sleep over tiny mistakes I would make, or wake up in the middle of the night and like, why didn't I write that story that way? And I mean, so critical. Right. One comment would haunt me.
Yeah.
And I agree. It's different now. I've found that I have to just be myself, and I have to just own that. And if I don't know, it's okay. That's so true. And another like moment, aha moment for me, that how much that has changed. Because when I started, I always felt like as a woman, we had to do more research. We had to be more prepared. We had to have, we had to prove we knew what we were talking about. And I still battle that, Sarah, like that, like hustle for my worthiness and prove that I belong in the room and in the conversation.
Sarah, we mentioned that you're a minority owner in the Red Stars. Baseball, before we let you go, as we could talk about this all day, but baseball seems to be the sport that has really exploded with hiring women and putting women now on the field as field managers, in the front offices, making baseball
coaches,
decisions also. So where do you see the next, I'd love to say, it's been around 100 years, as Dionne told us, International Women's Day, but let's take the next 15 to 20 years.
Right.
Where do you see the explosion happening, and how is it going to have an effect on society and sports?
First of all, I loved Glennon Doyle's daughter said, wait, we only get one day. Shouldn't we get at least like half of them? I love that approach. Yeah, we should get at least half of them. I'm glad you asked that. I was actually just out in Arizona up until yesterday and spent half of my Sunday hanging out at the Cubs minor league camp, finally getting to meet Rachel Folden in person. You mentioned the Cubs minor league hitting coach. And it was really interesting to talk to her and some of the scouts and player development people about why she gets so much respect. And I think baseball, in part, because there are so many softball players or even girls who played baseball before switching to softball, they know the game and they can be respected. Jess Mendoza, Rachel Folden, like if you can swing and you know the mechanics and you know how to coach it and train it, you get the respect. And we had an interesting conversation too about her being, you know, out lesbian, how that actually made it easier for her. There is no sense of impropriety. They don't hit on her. She doesn't hit on them. There's no concern about gender playing an issue there. She's just a coach. And so as we move through all the different elements of what could, you know, make things more difficult for women in these positions, I think we're seeing proof over and over again that all of the sticking points that people think might get in the way go away if you know what you're doing. And Rachel's a great example of that. And I think that's why basketball is ahead of the game. That's why there are female coaches in the NBA and front office members, because we play the sport. I think it's a little tougher in sports like football, but you're seeing the development of flag football leagues, of girls tackle across the country. That interest in playing allows people to make their way up. Sam Rappaport, one of my favorite people who worked at the NFL, was an incredible quarterback in her own right in women's leagues, and in fact mailed a football to the NFL when she applied for the job and asked, you know, what other quarterback could get the ball to you from, you know, however many miles away. I think that's brilliant. As Title IX continues to influence the number of girls that participate and the number of parents and adults that accept and embrace girls' interest in sports, then they can be lifelong fans and participants, and that can turn them into coaches and staff and owners and front office. I mean, you can't underestimate the importance of that of that welcoming inclusion that makes them feel like, okay, I can do this, and I can also look up and see baseball GMs and everything else. So I think the biggest is still ownership. And you look across the sports world, and the ownership influences so much of policy and behaviors. Look across the NFL and the way some of the women that work there are still treated. You look at something like the Washington Commanders environment. That's still going to be affected by the people making decisions at the highest levels, and there's not enough female representation. I would say over the next 15, 20 years, that's the biggest part, is getting people into front offices, commissionerships, coaching, ownership, those kind of real decision-making spaces.
Well said.
Thank you so much, Sarah. We do have some breaking news that we're going to have to talk about as soon as we break here.
It's huge. Everything's blowing up.
I know, everything's blowing up.
Thank you for chatting with me. Enjoy the breaking news. You guys got a lot of good content today.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
We appreciate you so much. The breaking news is that the Seahawks have agreed to trade Russell Wilson to the Denver Broncos. Pending his physical and Wilson's approval. We will talk about that when we continue here on International Women's Day. This is ESPN 1000.
This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
Yep. Breaking news indeed. The Denver Broncos have traded for Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson
to the Broncos.
Holy. Mm-hmm. Wow. This is a blockbuster trade. This is amazing. The trade is pending Wilson's approval as well as a physical. That's per Adam Schefter of ESPN. They've been looking for a quarterback since Peyton Manning left Denver.
Yes.
To be honest with you, Jay Cutler, you can go through all the list of names. Maybe the Aaron Rodgers trying to get to Denver was a little bit more than we thought it was, and they wanted to wait and see what he was going to do.
That actually had legs to it. I thought that was just a cute little, maybe the Broncos, or maybe I'll go here. Well, he got his money, and now Russell Wilson is getting out of Seattle. That is,
wow.
That's big.
I can also report that Drew Lock is part of the trade to Seattle.
Okay.
Wow. This is something. I mean, last year when the Bears made an effort to get Russell Wilson, that was last year, right?
It was last year.
Now it's like, quite obviously, the Seahawks have been trying to trade him the last 2 years.
Well, and last year was just such a rough year for him and that whole organization. Like that, it was time. It was time for a change. And they obviously have found the right fit there, I guess.
And apparently Seattle rejected Washington's offer for Russell Wilson. So a lot of reports now coming out of the Denver area and the Seattle area as well. And they found the right fit. This is really amazing to see Russell Wilson now in the same division as Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. No, that's true.
That is some good quarterback play.
That is some, yeah. The AFC gets stronger again. Wow. I'm kind of speechless. He was so synonymous with Seahawks football. Like, it's just wild that he's making this jump.
Well, and this comes on the heels of the story that broke earlier this morning about Aaron Rodgers coming with a new contract, an extension.
I need more to say about this Russell Wilson thing. I'm like finding my words. I'm interested as to how this all went down.
I know. Well, but just go back and look at some of the sniffing around that they were doing the last two seasons. So obviously either he wanted out and was asking them to facilitate something. The Bears were unable to do it a year ago. And now there's multiple reports coming out of teams that were making offers to Seattle. So there obviously was stuff behind it that they were trying to get him. He wanted out.
But I never thought that the Bears, that was real.
Well, apparently. Well, now you don't think it was real now? They just didn't have enough.
They just didn't have enough. Yeah, that's why I'm anxious to see exactly what all Denver gave up for this.
Right, and that's what we don't know.
We don't know that yet, unless it's out there and I'm just not seeing it yet, which it could be true. But.
And we referred to the Aaron Rodgers news earlier today that he came to a 4-year contract extension with the Packers, a $200 million contract. $153 million is guaranteed for Aaron Rodgers to make him the highest paid player in the NFL and the first NFL player to hit the $400 million career earnings mark,
of course,
which is amazing. And now more quarterback breaking news.
Yeah, with Russell Wilson. And I am seeing that. I am seeing that as well. That Drew Lock is one of the pieces being sent to Seattle in exchange for Russell Wilson. But it had to be a great deal more. What did Seattle need? Or was it just one of those things where they knew it was time?
And getting his contract off the books.
Yeah.
Freeing up some space. Wow. We have a lot. We want to talk about this and so much more when we come back. 312-332-3776. 312-332-3776.
It's International Women's Day, but it's also like pay the quarterback day.
Apparently.
I mean, oh my god!
Now, isn't that a discrepancy?
And no.
Never mind. Yeah. We'll be back.